to 7. I climbed to the top of the tree. The branches made a good ladder. There was a monkey in the tree. It had the face of a man. It scared me. It jumped down through the branches. When I got to the top, I saw the whole plateau. I drew a map of the plateau. It was an oval shape. There was a lake in the middle. There was sand by the lake. Big dinosaurs lay on the sand. There were woods and meadows. There was the rock pool and marshes. I climbed down the tree. I told them about the ape man. I showed them the map. I was the hero. "What shall we name the lake?" Professor Challenger asked. "Edward found it. He'll name it," said Lord Roxton. "Lake Gladys," I said. I wanted to see my lake. I waited until it was dark. I left the camp. I didn't tell the others. I took a gun, but I forgot the bullets. I walked down to the lake. I hid behind a rock. I saw many dinosaurs. The Stegosaurus from the sketchbook walked past. It was very close. It drank from the lake. I saw a light in the caves in the cliff. Probably some men are living here, I thought. I was very excited. I went back to the fort. I wanted to tell the others about the lake. I wanted to tell the professors about the light in the caves. I was in the meadow. I heard a growl. I was scared. Something was after me. I ran. It chased me. I fell into a pit. I woke up. There was another dinosaur. It was dead. I looked around the pit. It was very deep. There was a pole in the middle. It was covered in blood. Dinosaur meat was on the floor. It was a man-made trap. They kill dinosaurs with that trap, I thought. I climbed out of the pit and went back to the camp. "Hello!" I shouted. There was no answer. The gate to the fort was open. I walked in. There was blood on the floor. I was worried. The guns were on the floor. Lord Roxton's gun had an empty case in it. He probably shot something. There were no bodies. I was very upset. Our food was on the floor. Some of it wasn't there. I went to find Zambo. He was still at the camp. One of the Indians was with him. I told Zambo about the fort. The Indian took a letter to the village and went to get some rope. I didn't want to stay in Maple White Land. I wanted to go home.